David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacy from The Advisor, and today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today, and his name is Paul Easton, and he has some amazing information, and he has great stories to tell, and he's going to help us a lot in a lot of different areas. So before we begin, I just want to give a quick shout out to DMA World. DMA World is sponsoring this podcast today, and they help the little businesses grow into big businesses. They don't want you to be scammed by those big marketing companies, and they what they do is they help the little people, and they help consult and influence and help people with digital marketing so they can grow and become the business and reach their potentials that they've always wanted to reach at a costly price. So right now I'd like to go to Paul Easton, and I'm very excited to have him on the show. And Paul, can you tell us a little about yourself and what you do?
Sure. So thanks for having me, Stacey, by the way. So I've got a background in digital marketing, a few, coming up 20 years, believe it or not, which makes me feel old. But anyway, a long way back, I came across a situation, and I'm a big passion of digital marketing, I'm sure, giving people back. So I started an FCO and all those other different things. But I always felt that I was working at agencies, and I do certain work, and then the client to move on. It sort of could be a little bit hollow because they've got results and they've moved on. So I've always had passion for doing something more, right? Yes. And so coming across a story a few years back, so we're going back probably 5 or 6, maybe more years than that now. So I came across this family that they had a 5-year-old son, a normal healthy boy. And they saw him swinging on, so where you sit on a swing. What do you call it in the US?
The tire?
Something like that. Yeah, the tire swing, that type of thing. Like, and they noticed his face was drooping on one side, and had never had any other health problems or anything going on. And they said, okay, well, this is not right. So they took him off to the doctor, and they found out that day that he had an inoperable brain tumor, right? Oh, imagine the family being rocked by that, whole family. And so they all had to sort of adjust their lives to what they could do to help this. Mm-hmm. There was no cure, but the simple fact is they were doing whatever they could, as you would, right?
Right.
And when I met them, they found a specialist in Mexico, and they talked to other families that had been through different things going on. They were actually in Canada, just reminding. And so what they'd done is they were traveling down to Mexico. Now, that wasn't any type of cure, but it was something that was going to extend life and had been proven to actually hold the tumor from growing. Right. So they were traveling down to Mexico to do this treatment and backwards and forwards. It was costing something like $25,000 each time they were doing it.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can imagine the amount of stress and strain. This is just a normal family.
Yeah.
And so when I met them, I talked to the father, and he just told me, and this is the part that really sort of rocked me, that they had to sell their house to fund this travel down to them. And I'm going, wow, that's just such a challenge that not many people see. And so my simple concept was, well, hang on a minute, I'll interview you. Let's get the story out there further. Let's get you more publicity. Let's get you more help and spread the story wider so that, you know, you might end up on TV. You might end up with other support that'll help you do this. Right. And I did a video interview just like this, and I told his story and the family story, what was going on. And I spread that out to the influence that I had then. Now, I didn't raise a lot of money for him, which really disappointed me a little bit because I didn't do enough. I didn't feel I could do enough. So what happened from there is I sort of put it on the back burner. I thought I had the idea for this. Lemon Angels was always an idea. So Lemon is the problem, and the Angels are the other people around the world that can share the story, tell more about it. Yeah. I didn't have the support. I put it on the back burner for a while. Life got in the way, and I moved on with the stuff. I was jumping from agency to agency. I was working on my career. I was busy, and I put it aside. Now fast forward a little bit to this year. I've had a client who gone down the path of he'd gone through prostate cancer. He's what a survivor of prostate cancer. Wonderful guy, Stacey. You'd love him. He was in his 80s, but he acted like a business owner in his 30s. He's always wanting new ideas. He's always doing different things. Fantastic guy. Actually went and stayed at his place. He lives down on the beach. And we've done a lot of work for 5 years. And he developed products for Amazon, for particularly what happened after he'd gone through the prostate cancer and come out the other side. Amazing guy. And then prostate cancer came back and took his life. He was a hell of a nice guy. He was just, I just described him as a scholar and a gentleman. And so that sort of rocked me into, okay, I've had this idea. I've done it once. And why haven't I taken this bad enough to help people that are going through different things?
Right.
And so that rocked me once. So that was the first little message. And then the second one, I don't know, you know, the world comes together in unusual ways, was I had a family member then diagnosed with cancer as well. And I went, politely put, life's too bloody short. So I've had this passion, and would I feel disappointed if I didn't step forward and take action on it? Was I ready? No. Did I have the resources? Not really. Did I have the time? No, I wasn't going to allow any sort of limitations that I put on myself. Right. So I'm bootstrapping Lemon Angels, putting my own time in, putting my own money in, and stretching out as far as I can. Now, recently in my country, we've had a couple of events. So my daughter has something called EDS. Now, EDS is a what's the best way to describe it? It's a connective tissue disorder. It's not generally, it's not life-threatening, but it can be. My daughter has a mild version of it, but there are families in New Zealand of which it doesn't fit in the normal health system, right? Health system has got separate boxes as you fit in. And I know you're in this space as well. If you don't fit in a certain box, you don't get the support, or you don't get it on how to do it. And families here, particularly, and this is happening all over the world too, that because they don't fit in a particular box, they try and put them in the mental health space, as in you've got mental health problems, but that's not. And it's a physical disorder of which the muscles form, not just a normal like bones, muscles, the rest of it, but also stomach muscles, everything else has weaknesses.
Right.
And those weaknesses allow, create eating problems. And so what's been happening in New Zealand particularly is there, our health system is free, but it also is not flexible. So these families have been finding a guy in Germany, and he's been having amazing results with families that have gone over. And these people are going over, they're having to eat for the feeding tube. They're sometimes in a wheelchair. They come over and they come back as normal people.
Right.
And I've seen some of these people put up, fundraising campaigns for this trip, because anything, they've got to go over there for a month, and they spend anything up to $180,000, because they've got to go over, because they're normally their children that are going over these operations. So they go over and stay for a month, and they come out with almost no symptoms. They are walking, they're eating, they're living a normal life like most kids should.
Yeah.
And this really popped up right on the same time as everything else was happening. And I says, I can support this. So I've done it with a couple of families already, and I've just got one underway who's doing an interview with them, and I share them out. But it's really sharing it out to as getting reach out to as many people. So that's where the Lemon Angels came from. Lemon is this, like the car that's a bad buy, and the angel is anybody who supports or helps. Now, supporting can be money. Supporting can be just sharing the story. How many people can I share this story out to to get more publicity, to get more traction.
Right.
Yeah. And it's, so a couple of ideas I had when I first set this up, I thought, could I set this up as a charity? And I thought, yeah, I could, but I also know there's a lot to go on to be certified as a charity and everything goes with it.
Yes.
So I set it up as a business because the way I'm viewing this is it's a matter of giving and supporting first, supporting these families first, and then looking for how it could become a business later. I want to build this and be doing it. You know, I know it's going to take money. I know it's going to take investment to be doing this all over the world for different countries. And then someone will come along and have sponsorship or, you know, some bigger company like GoFundMe, for example, or Facebook says, hey, we want to be associated with doing good in the world. We'll come in and buy you. And then I carry on and still do the same thing. This is not, you know, this is not a job for me. This is a passion. Yeah. And I'm putting in my own resources, my own time now, so that it becomes big enough that people want to buy it and companies want to be associated with it to build their brand out to fit with them. And that's where I want to go. So I've set a goal of...
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
100 families raising $10,000 each. That's $1 million. So that's my first sort of goal to get pushing forward. And it's as simple as doing an interview with the family. They tell their story. We share it out as much as we can. And the idea is, and Stacey, I know you and I were talking about this, with all the AI going on, people still trust the face-to-face. You know, like this interview, you can't make these up. It's all true. So how can we tell a story better? How can we spread it better? How can we make use of social media to spread it out to more people, to influence what's going on? Who knows who it'll get to? Who knows how they might end up with TV coverage and that helps them solve their problems? Yes. All those type of things is exactly the direction I'm coming from. I've rambled on, but it's a driving force for me where, maybe it's a little bit self-serving. I'll be honest, I feel good when I help others. I feel good when I make a difference. And I hope other people feel the same way and get involved. So to push it out, push your stories out. And so that's going to be my plan for the next, I've got eyes wide open. This is going to take a lot of work, 3, 4, 5 years at least. But it's something that if I didn't do it, I would have, I've been doing a lot of self-development myself. If it's something if I didn't do, I'd look back when I was 18 and I'd be disappointed that I didn't take the action. And that was the point, right? Would I just feel disappointed if I didn't do it, regardless how far it goes? I would. So I'll do it anyway, regardless whether I was ready, regardless whether I made time and I'm making time to put it together. So, that's my driving force for now and for the foreseeable future, for sure. So, that's what drives me forward every day and what gets me up at 6 a.m., 6:20 now for my interview with you, Stacey, is like this is what I enjoy doing and I feel like I should – this is my make a difference in the world. And that's my tagline is Lemon Angels, make a difference, change the world, even if it's one family at a time. And I can visualize having, multiple countries doing multiple interviews in different languages and all supporting those people in those countries because, every country's got their challenges. Every family's got those challenges.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can do my bit to make a difference in the world. So
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it is. A lot of people have said that. I've just decided to put all the action behind it. I think nothing happens without action. Nothing happens with stepping out. And that's where I see is the point that I'm going to take that, what I learned from digital marketing and apply it. I actually started off something strange enough, dog clothes, but anyway, it's another story. But I've always been passionate about how, I know social media gets a bad rap for for some things, but why can't we use it for good? Why can't we get as much and positive and spread things out there for good in the world? And this is the way I see, you know, sharing a story and telling those stories out can do that. So yeah, so that's me in a box. That's what drives me forward, which gets me up in the morning. So I think from my agency background, yes, I love that side of it, but this is more. And yeah, I want to be more and grow more. So like, if people want to find out more about what I do, it's lemonangels.com or lemonangelsnz across my social. And come and follow me. Come and see the interviews that I've done with the families that I've done already, and follow me and support out these families and interviews as I do it. I have people sign up, and then I spread the story out by email as well and send them back to the social interviews. But it's all done in video most of the time, like this. And these families are hurting, so it's quite a big deal for them to, you know, tell their story out. Yeah. Almost, they're in pain. They're probably families that have never asked so much for help before. And I just get on the phone, get on the on Zoom and let them tell their story. And sometimes it's painful and hard for them. But, you know, hats off to them doing whatever they can for their family. We would all do that. That's what drives me forward. I think that's pretty much everything. And I just feel, it's me being over 50 and had a few life experiences that this is where I've ended up and this is where I need to be. So that's it in a box.
I think sometimes, you know, we go through trauma in life and we go through our obstacles, and, you know, it takes a lot of resilience, I think, to actually, you know, instead of getting stuck in life or falling down or, you know, getting into depression and or frustration or anger, which many people do, you took a situation that was challenging for yourself and you did something about it. So I commend you on that. And then when you were able to help yourself and your family, you figured out a way to help others. And, you know, in our society, it is very hard to get help when you need it. You know, there is a lot of organizations out there, but, you know, a lot of times people don't qualify for a lot of these organizations and the funding that they give. And so then where do you go? Because medical bills and a lot of things go into the thousands and ten thousands of dollars. And most people don't have that money to share. So, you know, you get caught in a battle. Even getting the right medications and getting the right testing, you know, is very difficult when you don't have either the proper insurance or enough of money. Because a lot of people don't even have money to buy insurance. You know, they struggle and they have minimal insurance, and those things only, you know, cover minimal things. And, you know, it's very hard too when you're going through triumph, you know, and you're going through these battles. It not only financially, but emotionally, it's destroying for the families, and, you know, they need all the help and support they get. And I think even learning how to cope with these issues is a big deal. Getting the right, you know, therapy or getting the right counseling or coaching to help the entire family on how to cope, you know, how to live with the obstacles that they're dealing with in their life. And I think you're doing a great thing, you know, because, you know, these stories need to be told, and people have to realize that there are families out there that need help and are yearning for others to step in. And there are a lot of people out there that will come into the wood, you know, from outside the woodwork to help people, like the stories you were telling, because, you know, there is a lot of compassion in the world. There is a lot of love, and people will come out, you know, and help others if they hear the stories. Now, are you on social media? Can they find you on social media too?
Yeah. Lemon Angels NZ most of the time, or NZ1. So yeah, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and also on the YouTube channel. So I put up all the interviews that I do straight up onto YouTube as well, the full interviews. I actually did one last week on, which is slightly different. Her name was Skinderella, and that's the name she gave herself. And she'd gone through topical steroid withdrawal. I have to get this right. And her whole face and body had peeled completely because of this withdrawal from taking an over-the-counter medication. for years. So, and she was a wonderfully strong person, to be honest. And she was raising money to go to Thailand for cold compress therapy. But she'd embraced it. She was an amazing interview. Very strong woman who had accepted what was going on and was doing something about it and was, facing it head on. I get to meet, that's the bonus. I get to meet with amazing people and just talk to them. And they may be in this country, they may be in other countries, but it doesn't really matter. It's the ability to tell a story. And if we can at least use the internet for doing that type of thing, let's make the place, the world a better place. At least a little bit. But Lemon Angels is the main site. And I asked people to sign up and so I could tell a full story of what I'm doing, how I formed it, the background, all those type of thing is all there when people. And then I send an email out at the most once a week. And that is normally something I've learned during the week. I share all the current story, which is going on, which I normally put out on Facebook as well. And then I'm taking all my, everything I learned in online marketing and using that to my benefit is running this. So, you're right. All the trials and tribulations and things that you learn along the way, they come to a point where you can use it and benefit others. That's the way I'm taking it. Yes. So I think that's,
I think that's great. I did the last 25 years, I've taken, obstacles in my life and I turned it around for myself. And then I used it as a power source to help others. And I think that's, that's excellent that you're doing that. And I can hear the compassion in your voice and it makes a difference. Now, is there a sign up form that they can go on if people want to share their story and they need help? Is there like a page that they go to on your website that they can sign up, or they just contact you on your contact information?
No, it's straight on the homepage of the website. So it's like focusing on lead capture, or you can send a paul@lemonangels.com if you want to reach out to me, especially if someone has a social media presence that they want to work with, partner with, let's talk. So I've got compelling stories which the audience needs to hear. And if I can share it with other people and we can work together, I'm all for working together.
Oh, that's wonderful. This is great. This is great. I commend you. And, everybody, it's lemonangels.com. And if you want to share your story, if you need help, or if you need some type of, some type of help that you're looking for, you want to get the story out, either it's something that you went through and you want to help others, or if you're looking to actually get help from others, please go to lemonangels.com. This is an amazing website. And it's also a very healing website because it helps people realize that they're not alone. And in this society, a lot of times we go through things and we're afraid to share it with others. We're afraid of what others are going to think. We're afraid, of a lot of things. And, sometimes by sharing your story, you're actually helping to heal others. And so not only are you sharing and helping, yourself by other people helping you, but you're actually helping others, because when they hear these stories and they can resonate with them, or they could take just a piece of the story out and they can relate to it, there is a healing process that goes on in our bodies and in our mind, and it could actually help more lives than you realize. So, this is an amazing website. I truly back this website. I think it's great. And it's lemonangels.com. Now, before we go, is there anything that any advice you'd like to give people, or any tips or anything that you'd like to share that you feel is important for others, who are out there that may be afraid or maybe are hurting so much inside that they don't want to, they do want to share the story, but they're not really sure if they're able to? Would you have any type of words of encouragement of the benefits of doing this and sharing their stories of what they could receive by actually contacting you and actually, sharing their story on lemonangels.com?
Yeah, it's simply a matter of it's telling your story. And when I do the interviews, I do it just like this. We are talking what's going on in your life. And then it's up to me to prompt the story. So when we have a story, I allow them to tell a story. And I'm the one who says, hey, look, everyone else, while you're watching this, it'd be great to share this out. Please, go to the donation page. Your donation page is here. That's my part. of any of the process. It's just you're there to have a one-on-one conversation to tell your story. I think a lot of people have pride that sometimes they don't want to ask for help, and they won't be. They're just telling the story, and it's up for me to ask the help from others.
Right. That's excellent. That's excellent. You know, this has been wonderful. I'm going to make sure that I get this information out as much as I can, and I will share this information and everything, all Paul's information about his website will be in the description. So if you want to go into the description bar, you'll find out his website, his name, his contact information, and where you can go to contact Paul and his website, lemonangels.com. Paul, this has been amazing. Thank you so much. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. And, you know, the greatest gift is the gift of giving. And you certainly are giving a lot, you know, and I commend you on that. And I think what you're doing is fantastic. Thank you so much for investing your time, your effort, and your love to helping others. I appreciate you. And I think there should be more people like you.
Thank you for having me, Stacey. I'm talking about it as a serving. I think it's serving the world. That's how it feels to me anyway.
Yes, it definitely is. And I commend you for that. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.